Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to one of the most scenic and historically significant regions in the entire country. We are going to the Hudson Valley of New York, the 18th District. This is the district of George Washington's headquarters, the Storm King Mountains, and West Point. And we are profiling a man who fits that geography perfectly, Democrat Representative Pat Ryan.
Pat Ryan really is the protagonist of this district. You can't write a better backstory for a Hudson Valley politician. He was born and raised in Kingston. He went to Kingston High School. And then he went to college at the most famous institution in the district, the United States Military Academy at West Point. He is actually the first West Point graduate to ever represent the Academy in the House of Representatives. That is a huge deal. He knows what it's like to march on the plane.
And his service didn't end at graduation. He did 2 combat tours in Iraq as an Army intelligence officer. He earned 2 Bronze Stars. He was on the ground during the surge, tracking insurgent networks. But here is where his story takes a very modern twist. When he came home, he didn't just become a consultant. He became a tech entrepreneur. He founded a cybersecurity company that used data analytics to predict threats. So he has this very unique dual background. Old school infantry officer and new school tech CEO.
And that tech background actually helped him when he became the Ulster County executive. This was his job right before Congress. He had to manage the county during COVID, but his big project was iPark 87. For decades, there was this massive abandoned IBM campus in the district. It was a sore spot for locals, a reminder of the jobs that left. Ryan led the effort to clean it up and turn it into a hub for film production and green manufacturing. He proved he could do the economic development thing, not just the security thing.
But Leah, we have to talk about August 2022, because that is when Pat Ryan went from a local politician to a national name.
The special election. This was the moment. It was the summer of 2022. The Supreme Court had just overturned Roe versus Wade. Democrats were panicking. Everyone said a red wave was coming and that Democrats should only talk about inflation. Pat Ryan said no. He ran a special election campaign that was 100% focused on abortion rights. But he framed it in a very specific way. He didn't use the typical political language. He used military language.
I remember the ad. It was just him in a t-shirt looking at the camera. He said, "I fought for freedom abroad and I won't let it be taken away here." It was brilliant. He reclaimed the word freedom for the Democratic Party. He argued that the government telling a woman what to do with her body was an infringement on her liberty, just like any other tyranny. And he won. In a swing district, in a tough year, he won. And that victory basically gave the Democratic Party its playbook for the entire 2022 midterms.
Exactly. He proved that a combat veteran could be the face of reproductive rights. Now that he is in Congress, he is using that same freedom framing on other issues. He sits on the Armed Services Committee, which is obviously a perfect fit. But he is focused on the future of warfare, cyber, AI, drones. He is constantly warning that the Pentagon is too slow and too bureaucratic to keep up with China's technology. He sounds more like a Silicon Valley founder in those hearings than a politician.
But he also has a very gritty local side. If you look at his press releases, half of them are about Central Hudson.
Oh my gosh, the utility war. This is a huge deal in the Hudson Valley. The local utility company, Central Hudson, had a billing system meltdown where people were getting charged thousands of dollars by mistake. Ryan went to war with them. He held town halls. He demanded the CEO resign, which he eventually did, and he pushed for federal investigations. It's a great example of constituent service on steroids. He knows that talking about AI is important. But if his constituents can't pay their electric bill because of a computer error, nothing else matters.
Let's look at the district itself, because NY18 is fascinating. It's not just West Point.
No, it's a commuter district. You have thousands of people who wake up at 5 a.m. to catch the Metro North train into New York City. So Ryan sits on the Transportation Committee to fight for that rail line. But then you have these incredibly artsy towns like Beacon and Kingston, which are filled with Brooklyn transplants who moved up during the pandemic. And then you have rural apple orchards and dairy farms. It is a true purple district. You see pickup trucks with Trump flags and Subarus with coexist stickers parked at the same grocery store.
And Ryan seems to navigate that well. He has the military cred for the conservatives and the social views for the progressives.
He calls himself a happy warrior. He tries to stay out of the petty Twitter fights and focus on the mission. And when you represent West Point, the mission isn't just a catchphrase.
From the banks of the Hudson to the halls of the Capitol, he is definitely one to watch. That is our profile for New York's 18th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.